you to our worship team for leading us in worship today. We appreciate them coming and recording worship time, so thank you very much. We have a man who came to a church to be the new pastor of the church. He was at this new church, and he preached a good sermon, and the people congratulated him after the message that he'd done a good job. The next Sunday, he got up to preach, and he preached the exact same sermon. They thought it was a little odd, but they thought maybe he doesn't know any others or didn't get time to prepare another one. So they, you know, again thanked him. But on the third Sunday, he got up to preach, and he preached the same sermon again for the third time. Now they were a little upset, wondering, what in the world is this guy doing? Does he not know any other sermons other than this sermon? And so they came to him and said, "Pastor, what in the world are you doing? How come you keep preaching the same sermon three times in a row?" The pastor looked at them and said, "Well, I want to know if you've yet done what I said in the first sermon." And they looked at him and they said, "No, we haven't." He said, "Well, what good is it for me to go on to the next sermon when you haven't done what I said in the first sermon?" Jesus, in this conclusion of this sermon that he's preaching on the Sea of Galilee, is saying something similar to the people there gathered there by the sea listening to him. He's telling them, "Why haven't you done what I've told you to do?" It's an application of the message that he has been sharing with them. We find it in Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. So take your Bibles and turn there, and we'll just look at these few verses here and look at Jesus challenges them at the end of his message to build their lives upon a solid foundation. Luke 6, begin with verse 46. You can stand to honor God's word if you would like to do that. Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built his house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck the house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete." Thank you for your word. We pray that you would speak to us today through your word. We want to open up our hearts and minds to receive the message that you have for us this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Jesus gives us a contrast here between two different kinds of foundation. A life built upon a solid foundation and a life built upon a shaky foundation. And he begins with talking about life built upon a solid foundation. Now, if you've ever done any building, you know that foundations for a building are very, very important. This is a picture of a famous tower built by a man, architect named Bonanno Pisano. He began to build this bell tower in the year 1173 AD. It would take 200 years for this bell tower to be completed. It is 185 feet tall, and it's a beautiful tower. But it's not known for being a beautiful tower. It's known because it leans. It's the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It is actually 18 feet off being perpendicular. Many predict someday it will fall. When they looked into what he did when he built this, he built it with a foundation that was only 10 feet deep. Did not have a good foundation, and that's why it leans in that degree. Let me show you another picture. This is Winchester Cathedral, dedicated in the year 1093 AD, Europe's oldest Gothic church. But in 1905, mysterious cracks began to show up in the building. They dug around the foundation and found out that this magnificent cathedral was built on a wet water place, a bog, and to build it, they put a whole bunch of logs in the bog and then built this church on top of those logs. So it took them 5.5 years to go and dig out the old wood foundation and put in a new concrete foundations. Foundations matter. They matter in buildings and they matter in life. As Jesus is finishing up his sermon on this day, he closes it with this challenge to build your life upon the solid foundation. And he gives this contrast. And we're looking first at that life built upon the solid foundation. What is it built by? What is this solid foundation that Jesus is talking about built on? Well, it's built by believing in Jesus Christ. Believing in Jesus Christ. Jesus says, what is he like who comes to me? We have to come to Christ. And we know that Christ comes to us first. Christ comes to us. And the most important part of the solid foundation is believing in Jesus Christ, because he becomes the foundation of our lives when we place our faith in him. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, sent from God the Father to be our Savior. He died on the cross so that we can be forgiven of our sins and have eternal life. In dying for us, he reaches out to us, offering us this amazing gift of eternal life. But since it is a gift, it must be received, and we receive it by faith. It's then that we have a foundation upon which to build our lives. It is also built by listening to the word of Jesus, by listening to his word. Jesus said, not only do they come to him, but they listen to his words. They listen to his words. Through listening to the words of Jesus, we learn about who he is, about what he's done for us, about how to live, about our eternal destiny. We need to listen to the words of Jesus. Jesus said in John 6:63, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. Now, many people hear, but they don't always listen. We need to really listen. As you read, listening to God's word. When you're listening to a message like this, are you really listening? You know, I have to ask myself that sometimes, because there's so many distractions in our life. Even when I sit down in a quiet place and try to read God's word, sometimes I'm distracted with thoughts and things that enter my mind, and I have to really concentrate to listen to his word. Jesus says, the people who come to me must listen to his word, and then they must obey his word. The foundation is built by obeying. This is the real point of Jesus' message. He says, I will show you what it's like. He who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He's talking about obedience. Obedience is critical. This is at the conclusion of this sermon. Jesus earlier had said these words, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Apparently, there were many in that crowd on that day who heard the words of Jesus but did not obey the words of Jesus. Obedience to Jesus is the dividing line in this parable. We are not building our lives upon the solid foundation of Jesus if we're not obeying his words. Just hearing the word is not enough. Just agreeing with the words is not enough. Memorizing the words is not enough. Teaching about the word is not enough. We must obey the word of Jesus to build a solid foundation for our lives. Jesus spoke a lot about obedience when he was here with his disciples. In John 15:4, he says, you are my friends if you do what I command. And John 14:23, Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. Heard a story of a man who was leaving the church, and he was coming in, and a man was leaving, and the man coming in said, is the sermon over yet? And the guy said, well, it's been preached, but it isn't over, because it has to be applied, it has to be obeyed. A lot of times our problem is not knowledge, it's obedience. In many ways, spiritual growth is the narrowing of the gap between what we know and what we obey. One person said it this way, our theology must become biography. What we know of the truth of Jesus must be incorporated into our lives, and we do that by obedience. This solid foundation, it is built. What is it built on? It is built on the person of Jesus Christ. Like the great hymn that we sing in church sometimes, the solid rock, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Our foundation that we need to build our lives upon is built upon the person of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, for no one can lay a foundation other than that one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If you're going to build anything, you want the foundation to be trustworthy. You want it to be solid. When we build our lives, we have in Christ the solid foundation. He is the creator of all things. He is the all-powerful God. He is the one that never changes, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the one who is always faithful. He's the resurrection and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the light of the world. He's the bread of life. He's the good shepherd. There is no better foundation than the foundation of Jesus Christ upon which to build our lives. It is also built on the words of Jesus Christ. The words of Jesus Christ. Our foundation is built upon the words of Jesus Christ. The words of Jesus Christ are important because they point us to Jesus, who is our foundation. The words of Jesus are a reflection of his nature. They are the truth. They are a roadmap showing us how to live upon the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. Jesus said these words in Matthew 24. He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Now, Jesus talked in this parable about the time when floods would come or storms. He used a particular flood analogy. Jesus is using a picture that comes from the world in which he lived, Israel. Israel is a unique country. It has the high mountain land, very high mountain land, and then the very low desert land. And when the rains come way up on the mountains, they'll eventually run down to the desert. And when the floods come, when the rain starts on the hop on the mountains, it'll mean there's going to be flooding down in the desert in a little while. And those floods can be amazing flash floods. And when we were in Israel just a few weeks ago, we were staying down by the Dead Sea. And as we got on the bus to go up to Jerusalem that day, the guide told us it's raining in Jerusalem. So we need to get out of here because in a little bit the road's going to be blocked because that rain from Jerusalem is going to come down and flood the desert. We got out of there, and by the time we got up on top of the mountain, the guide said the road was blocked down below and we wouldn't be able to get out. Here's a picture of a flood that happened just this year in March of this year in Israel. This is a picture of a flash flood that overflowed the road, and they come so suddenly and they're so violent and so dangerous. In this flood, two people lost their lives in this flash flood that happened there just a couple months ago in Israel. So this is the kind of thing Jesus is talking about. Those floods will come, those storms will come, and the question is, will your foundation hold when that happens? Will it stand in that storm? And that depends upon your foundation, whether your life's going to stand. But if you build your life upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ, when the storms come, Jesus says, it will stand strong. It will stand strong. The life that is trusting in Jesus Christ and obeys Jesus Christ will stand when a storm comes. Now, we know that in our country, we've had a lot of hurricanes that have come through from time to time, especially in the southeast. I want to show you a picture of a house that survived a hurricane in the year 2008. This picture was taken in Gilchrist, Texas. When Hurricane Ike came through, it destroyed everything in its path, but when it was over, there was this one house that was left standing. It's such an unusual, striking picture that when it first got posted in the news media, everybody thought it was fake. They thought it was a doctored picture, but it's a true picture. It's a picture of a home that lasted through that hurricane. Here's another picture up close. What happened is Warren Adams and his wife had been through Hurricane Rita 3 years earlier, and their house had been completely destroyed. So when they rebuilt their house, they paid almost double what it cost to rebuild their house, to have their house built with a solid foundation to be able to withstand a hurricane. And when the hurricane came in 2008, theirs was the only house that still stood. It's an example to us. When the storms come, and they will in our lives, will we be the house that stands? Will be the life that stands strong because we have the solid foundation of Jesus Christ? We've been going through a bit of storm lately in our world with this COVID-19 crisis, and I have seen so many followers of Jesus standing strong because they have a solid foundation in Jesus Christ. Not giving into panic, not giving into anxiety, but standing strong in Jesus Christ. We have a solid foundation. Paul writes about it when he writes, he says, we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. The kind of foundation that we're built upon will determine what happens in a storm. You can't wait for the storm to build your foundation. You must build your foundation ahead of time. Then you will be able to stand strong during the storm. Well, in his story, Jesus gives an example of the other kind of foundation, the foundation that is built upon the shaky foundation. He used the illustration here of it being the foundation was basically just the ground. When you build upon the shaky foundation, it is built by first hearing the words of Jesus. The people who Jesus is talking to had heard his words. They'd heard his words, but they hadn't really listened. They went away with knowledge, but they didn't go away with their lives changed. So just like the first group, they heard the words of Jesus. But the difference is they disobeyed the words of Jesus. They disobeying the words of Jesus is how they built their foundation that is shaky. Jesus said, this person who does this, who doesn't put the words into practice, is building their life upon a shaky foundation. Now, this is not just a New Testament problem, in case you're wondering about that. The prophet Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 33, says, my people come to you, as they usually do, and sit before you to listen to your words, but they do not put them into practice. Many know what to do, but they don't do it. A.W. Tozer, the great preacher, said, the difficulty we Christians face is not misunderstanding the Bible, but persuading our untamed hearts to accept its plain instruction. When faith becomes obedience, then it's true faith indeed. When we disobey the clear words of Jesus, we're building our lives upon the shaky foundation. A shaky foundation, what is it built on? Well, it could be built on a lot of things, and I can't mention all of them today, but let me just mention three. One of the things that's often built on is a focus on temporary things. This is where we put a lot of our attention, our energy, our money in things that are not eternal. They're temporary. None of the things that we own are eternal. The house that you live in, when you die, you're going to leave it behind. You can't take any of the money with you when you die. You can't take any of your possessions with you when you die. They are not eternal. Now, there's nothing wrong with having these temporary things, but they are not to be the foundation upon which we build our lives. James, in his letter, says this. Now, today or tomorrow, we'll go into this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're like a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. You see, we're just passing through this world. I like what it says in Psalm 39:12 in the New Living Translation. David says, he's speaking to the Lord. He says, for I am your guest, a traveler passing through as my ancestors were before me. We're just travelers passing through this world. All the things that we might be tempted to base our foundation on, build our lives upon, are temporary. And they make a terrible foundation upon which to build our lives. Another way we build a shaky foundation is by a false security in our wealth. Many found that out recently with this COVID-19 virus problem. The stock market plummeted. In just a couple days, the stock market lost about a third of its value. People who had put their hope in their wealth as their foundation of their lives, their foundation just became very shaky because a lot of it disappeared overnight. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with money. We need money to live and to take care of things, but it's a terrible foundation upon which to build your lives. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 16:26. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Another way to build a foundation that is shaky is to have an attitude of self-sufficiency. Instead of trusting in Christ and demonstrating that by obedience, this person chooses to trust in themselves. Now, there's a good place to be self-reliant and self-sufficient. There's value in having initiative and working hard and providing for your family and taking care of things. But in the spiritual realm, self-sufficiency is a bad thing. When we choose to live with a self-sufficient attitude in spiritual things, it is the essence of sin. We are saying to God, I don't need you. I can handle this on my own. And many people go through life with this attitude and usually keep it up until their world is rocked with a storm and they find out they can't handle it. I remember getting a phone call many years ago from a lady named Jean. Jean called and told me that her husband Gary had cancer and didn't have long to die, and they wanted to know if I could come visit them and talk to them. They had built their lives upon this shaky foundation of self-sufficiency. They were not followers of Christ. They had money, they had possessions, they had friends, they had influence, they had a lot of things, and they were self-sufficient until this crisis came. And then their foundation began to crumble because they couldn't handle it. They didn't know what to do. I had the privilege that day to lead both of them to faith in Jesus Christ. And they became followers of Jesus and built their lives starting then on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. But what it did, the problem revealed to them that the foundation that they had was not good. It was a shaky foundation. None of these foundations that are will help us. They're all shaky foundations. Because Jesus says, when the storms come, if you build your life upon the shaky ground, the sandy ground, the ground, when the storms come, the house will collapse immediately. You can imagine that flash flood that I showed you in the picture a little bit ago coming down. If you'd have built a house in that way, just on the ground, it would have been swept away immediately. And that was the picture that Jesus pictured there. Picture a before and after house that was hit by a tornado. Up the top, you see a beautiful house, and just a little while later, after the tornado, all you see is just ruins. It was completely destroyed, completely collapsed. And that's the picture that Jesus is trying to illustrate to us. If you do not build your lives upon the solid foundation of Jesus Christ and obedience to Him, when the storms come, your life collapses. Now, you might say, you know, Pastor, I've seen people who have done pretty good in crises that don't know Christ. And some people do handle it pretty well for a time. But what happens is eventually there will come a time when that shaky foundation will not be enough. And they'll realize they're not building their lives upon anything that's going to help them, anything that's going to save them. It will collapse immediately. And Jesus also said it will be destroyed completely. Jesus mentions that the destruction will be complete. Ultimately, there is no hope for the person who builds their life upon the shaky ground. The foundation will not last. Only destiny for them is destruction. Have you ever gone out in the coast, like the Oregon coast, and built sandcastles on the beach? I'm sure you have. We did that. We've done that several times. I remember several years ago, there was several of us family members, and we built sandcastles along the beach, and I thought they were pretty impressive. Took quite a while to build them. We had a little contest, and when we left the beach and went up to the dinner, to the evening, we left our beautiful sandcastles there, admiring them. And, you know, we got up the next morning and went for a walk on the beach, and our sandcastles were completely gone. The tide had come in and swept them all away. Every grain of sand was flattened out. None of them survived. And that's the picture that Jesus is pointing here. When the storms come, the foundation that's built, the house that's built on the foundation of the ground or the shaky sand will be destroyed. The two houses that Jesus is illustrating here probably look similar on the outside. They probably both look like they were okay, but the foundation is what matters. The one built upon the solid foundation of Jesus Christ will stand when the storms come, and we will have eternity to look forward to all that God has planned for us. This foundation of Jesus Christ is good not only for this life, but for all eternity. But the one who builds their life upon the shaky foundation, they will not ultimately stand when the storms come. They will have nothing to look forward to in regard to eternity. Now, there's only two groups of people mentioned in this parable of Jesus. We're in one of these two groups. Either we know Jesus Christ is our Savior, we are built upon the solid foundation, or we do not know Jesus Christ as our Savior, and our lives are built upon a shaky foundation. Now, there are some who think that they can mix this. There are some who think that, you know, I'm going to build my life upon the foundation of part Jesus and part the world. I want Jesus in my life, but I'm going to keep a little bit of the world in my life, and I'm just going to build it on part of both. And let me just tell you, that doesn't work. You can't build your life upon a foundation of part Jesus and part the world. You must turn your back on the world that is in rebellion against God and have Jesus and only Jesus as the foundation of your life. He is the one you trust in completely, and you prove that through obedience to Him. You know, if you were to go out and buy a house today, one of the things before your house would close, if you're borrowing money from anybody, they would have to have an inspector come out and inspect your house. And one of the things that they inspect is your foundation, because they know it's so important. And I think spiritually we need to have our foundations inspected. And the Holy Spirit is the one that inspects it, to tell us if we really are building our lives upon the solid foundation of Jesus Christ and continuing to do that through obedience to Him. Jesus, when He talked about the future judgment, when we would stand before Him, 7:22. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I've never knew you. Away from me. I don't know about you, but I don't really like that verse very well. It's kind of scary. Because it tells us that at the end we will be judged. Our foundation will be inspected and we will be judged. If we know Jesus Christ is our Savior, then our lives is built upon the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, and we'll go to be with the Lord forever in heaven. But if we do not know Jesus Christ as our Savior, our life is built upon the shaky foundation, then according to Jesus, He'll say, I never knew you. Away from me. We need to build our lives upon the solid foundation of Jesus Christ and continue to do that through a life of obedience to Him. A life of obedience to Jesus Christ is a life of blessing. It is the best life you can live. Jesus, when He asks us to obey Him, is not saying that it's going to be a terrible life when you obey Him. Rather, it's going to be the abundant life, the wonderful life that God wants to bless us with. So the challenge today, build your life upon the solid foundation of Jesus Christ and continue to do that through obeying Him, and you will be blessed and God will be honored. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you that we can have this solid foundation upon which to build our lives. Because we do know storms come. And we've been going through one lately in our world. But Lord, because you are our foundation, our lives are built upon you, our faith in you, our obedience to you, we can stand strong during this time. And we can stand strong no matter what happens in our lives. We know storms come, but Lord, we can be secure and safe in you and trust you no matter what. So Lord, thank you. I pray, Lord, that you'll just be with everyone that's in our congregation listening in right now. Lord, there's some of them who have some very real needs, and we want to bring them to you, Lord, that you would help them, guide them, heal them, provide for them, encourage them, strengthen them. Whatever it is they need today, Lord, we call upon your name. Your word says that we're not supposed to worry about anything. Instead, we're supposed to pray about everything. And your peace that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray for that peace for everyone who's listening today. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Lord, that we can leave everything in your care, and we do that today, trusting in you, looking forward to all that is ahead as we keep following Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.